This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.
First of all, Elliot caught up with Jack Tranter from the Men's Hockey Club and Mary McCarthy from the Women's Hockey Club to talk about their grievances about varsity this year.
Jack Tranter and Mary McCarthy, you're the presidents of both the men's and women's here at the University of
Nottingham
for the hockey club.
Yeah, I'm the men's president.
And I'm the ladies' president.
Now, nice. I've been told by Mary that you've had a couple of issues with the way that the SU has set up hockey this year. Can you tell us what are the grievances that you've sort of gone through?
Yeah, basically this year we've had a bit of a problem with varsity because traditionally hockey varsity has been a whole club day. So you start off in the morning with the fives, ladies and men's, and then you kind of builds up. And then the climax event is like the ladies' ones and the men's ones, and that's kind of the big ticket game. And the problem for us is that, because basically hockey is fundamentally quite a boring sport to watch. It's not as fun as football, ice hockey,
or
basketball.
We accept that, we agree.
So for us, the only people who actually come and watch our sport are the people who play it. So it's not like ice hockey where like anybody and their dog comes down because it's just a fantastic event. For us, it's just a hockey club watching the people in your club play. And for especially the guys in the lower teams, it's the only time in your career that people come and watch it. So what happened this year was that the Varsity Strategic Board decided undemocratically, without notifying anybody, that they were going to get rid of our whole club day event. This worked quite well. And basically we've been kind of tweaking it year on year to make sure that like any problems, like people getting too drunk, we basically like you had a few more security, or you limit when the bar's open, you don't serve spirits, like just things like that. We've been kind of tweaking it to make the event run better and better. And this year it's been taken away. And obviously it's quite frustrating for us because as a club it's useful. You can kind of use it as the carrot at the end of the year. Like, I mean, to put it in simple terms, if you're good, you've got varsity. If you're a girl, you're bad or whatever, then you lose varsity. So it's kind of like it's good leverage for us as presidents, because obviously our next on the lines if things go wrong.
Also last year we actually had the issue where the boys were punished for something completely unrelated to varsity, but the punishment was then that the men's first team weren't
basically we had varsity and varsity.
Yeah.
So the men's ones played on one day and the whole club had to play on a separate day at a separate location.
And that was a punishment, and that was less than what we're getting this year. No, that was more than what we're getting this year. So the whole ladies' club could play and the men's first team played all on the same day. But as a punishment, the men's club played at a different time, different venue. But this year, they've just completely got rid of everything that essentially the university stands for. It's not engaging, it's not inspiring, and it's not excelling every single student at the university.
Now, Mary, when we last spoke, you said that the SU were planned to give you a response about why they're doing this, but they'd failed to do that by the deadline they'd set, and that they would contact you by the following Monday about why they've chosen to do this. Have they contacted you
yet?
They
have. We have got the email as a response from the Varsity Treaty Board, essentially saying what we anticipated they would say. They actually finished the email off to say, "We shall not continue this further or engage in any more discussion," therefore just putting a complete line under it. There has been no advances from the first email that they sent us, despite our infinite emails and trying to meet up with as many people as possible. They just have ignored it, essentially.
So basically this all started because back in January I was just kind of doing some club admin and I realised I hadn't sent off the event form for varsity, so I thought I'd just get it out of the way. When I submitted it, I then got told that the event had completely changed. And we're quite proactive club together, and we're in the office quite a lot. So it's not like we've never had the interaction before. So that was kind of quite surprising that we were kind of received via email notification that this whole thing had changed, which is quite a big deal for our club because it's kind of like the pinnacle event at the end of the year. It's like a whole kind of club celebration. So to be told via email halfway through the year that this had changed, we hadn't been notified. There was no kind of like discussion on it. So then what we tried to do was we tried to compromise. They were worried about facility costs. They were worried about resources. We basically said that if you want more security, we'll fund more security. I think at one point we even offered to pay for the official hockey varsity if we could have our build-up event in the morning. There's now three pitches down at Beeston, so we said that they could play the official varsity event on one pitch and then we could use the two other pitches. But we were told that from 9 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock in the evening, the whole facility, so that's 3.5 Astro pitches and a clubhouse with change rooms, the whole facility needed to be reserved so that they could set up for two hockey matches, which, I mean, I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound, I mean, that just doesn't sound right, does it?
It's ridiculous. It's an excuse of anything just to
So
keep paying us off.
Basically, we offered to fund it, so they couldn't lose out financially. We offered to add more security, so we didn't think they could lose out. So yeah.
So you've just heard from Mary McCarthy and Jack Tranter there on their grievances about Varsity this year. Now you're about to hear from James Bramley, our SU sports officer, on what he's got to say about the matter.
We at URN have recently spoken with the hockey clubs at the University of Nottingham, and they've had some changes to the way that their Varsity Day is running.
Yeah.
So traditionally, hockey has always had and always been a whole club day when it comes to Varsity. And it's the only time in the careers of many of those people who play hockey that people will come and watch them. Recently, the Varsity Strategic Board has taken away the way that that's been run, and they are now charging people to come and watch for this year's Varsity. Can you just tell us a little bit about why that decision has been made, because you sit upon that Varsity Strategic Board?
Yeah, of course. So there was a principle made that Varsity does not run to make money at all. Varsity runs to break even, and obviously hiring the venues out that we have, you know, the Motorsport Arena, hiring out all these events costs money. So there's a principle made that any event that was on an external venue that isn't on our campus, we'd have to charge for just to make the money back for that. So that's the reasoning behind offering all clubs out to have to charge for that. The reasons for the changing of the events this year: we are adding, is it 18 new clubs to the Varsity series. So clearly that's a lot of work to run those events. That's more than double the size of the previous Varsity, and therefore decisions were made that we have to make sure that all events have the appropriate support and appropriate supervision to run as smoothly as possible, and ensure that the events are basically going to run as smooth as possible. And that meant that we could only this year offer up first team events on the day of Varsity, and when we sent clubs that want to have second, third, fourth, fifth team Varsities, we said, oh yeah, that's absolutely fine, but if you go through the normal event procedure for the Students' Union, then you can put those events in. It would just have to be on a different day, because we can't offer the same supervision across all clubs for all the teams for Varsity.
Well, the board didn't tell the club initially. They only found out late into January, when Jack Tranter, the men's president, took a proactive step to email the event form for Varsity. Only then was he told about the change. When were the club going to be notified, and why weren't they notified and told at the start of the year?
Well, the decision was only really made sort of late last year, early this year, because we weren't sure whether we could include all these other new sports. So, you know, as you can see, we've got 18 new sports. To put those on, we had to make sure we could actually feasibly put events on for golf, feasibly put events on for rowing, and therefore we didn't want to have to make decisions before that they had to be made. So the decision was made when it was made. It was then communicated through myself, and yeah.
Well, when Mary McCarthy emailed the Varsity Strategic Board asking about why this is happening, the email that she got back, not only was it late, but it also said that we will not engage in any further discussion. Why are the team being blanked in such a way?
That email, I've not particularly been involved in that email, as it were, so that didn't come from myself. What I can say is that they definitely weren't blanked in any way. They came to me when they saw an issue. I then raised it at two of the Varsity Strategic Board meetings, had it as a recurring agenda point, discussed it with the relevant members of staff from both our university, our union, Trent's Union, and I raised their concerns in both those meetings, and then fed back into the student group.
The club have, according to themselves, offered to pay for hockey Varsity and for security using the club's own money to help ease concerns that the board held about the event, if only they could play their other teams earlier in the day. And they were also told no for this. Can you tell us why that is?
Of course. So, as with anything, the club came to me when they had some concerns, and I took it to the board, as we said. There's a universal rule that's been brought in this year that means that we are deciding to open and be more inclusive as a series, to offer it to more clubs than more teams within one club, because we thought that was more of a fair way to do it, to offer it to, you know, tennis, canoe, polo, trampolining, as opposed to threes, fours, fives and sixes for the clubs that are involved. That rule is universal across all the clubs, and we felt that, you know, if we start to change that for different clubs, then we're not sticking to the principle that we made. So the decision was made that we have to sort of stick to that, and yeah.
Well, because of their grievances, the club are currently split in two minds, either to have to set up an entire separate club day off of their own backs, or to boycott Varsity. Trent have been supportive of this as well. Surely if hockey did not participate, it would be a huge blow to Varsity and to UniOv's chances of winning.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree. It would be very disappointing if one of our most engaged and arguably one of our best performing clubs didn't take part in Varsity, and we really hope it doesn't get to that. So yeah, we're working hard to come up with something that hopefully that they're happy with, but also means that we can stick by the principles we have for varsity.
Do you believe that you will be able to resolve the issue before it gets into varsity season?
Yeah, I've got a good relationship with Jack and Mary. I work really closely with them. Obviously, Mary ran for president of the SU. She's really involved in it. Jack, I've got a really good working relationship with, and we're good mates. So I've got no doubt that we'll work together to come up with something.
This is URN Sport.
So, guys, we've heard from both the hockey presidents and our SU sports officer there. It seems to me that, you know, the hockey club have had this tradition every single year whereby they have this kind of day out, if you like, of, you know, the fourths and the fifths and the sort of the lower ranking sides playing, you know, at the start of the day and throughout the day, and then the firsts playing obviously the Trent firsts at the end. So it kind of culminates in this big game. But do you think they've got justification for their grievances towards the varsity board this year, and also the way they were notified about it as well, and the fact that, you know, they've had to actually email the varsity board, you know, to try and get this changed?
I completely agree with their grievances, in as much as the idea of hosting the fixtures from the lower teams, but the not the first teams, shows us that the hockey clubs treat them all equally, that they're willing to give them all a run out, they're willing to give them all, because it's normally a day in June, their day in the sun. You know, they're willing to treat this fixture between the relevant teams as a varsity fixture, even if it's not for points. They're still giving everyone a chance. That's only fair when you're members of a club. You know, it wouldn't be fair for others if they wanted to, if there was an agreement between the teams for any varsity sport, that there would be such fixtures, be they on the same day or be they not, that they couldn't hold them because the board didn't want them to. I just think that's ridiculous.
I think they're well within their rights to feel aggrieved by the decision, because I don't agree with James Bramley's point about that the SU would have to offer it to every single one of the 35 clubs if they said that hockey were allowed to do this. To my knowledge, last year it was a hockey organised thing. The hockey club organised the day, and the SU only actually got involved with the official varsity fixture, as they should, which was the Univov first against the Trent first. So to say that hockey once again can't organise that themselves because it needs to be more inclusive of other teams because they want to hold other varsity events on the day is ridiculous, because I think, yes, okay, it would draw spectators away from the other sports that he mentioned that are going on that day, but that's surely people's decisions. If they want to go and watch a day of hockey, then that's completely fine. To take it away from them and say they can't even organise it themselves, I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't begin to agree more with what David and Nick have said. You know, it's you know, even if you're not in one of the first teams on any sports team at a university, you know, varsity is seen as the big finish to your year of playing that sport at university. And even if you are in the second, third, fourth team of that respective sport, you should be able to, you know, showcase your talent. And it's up. I think that it's really up to the club to organise it, and I think that if they do want to have a day where you can go and watch hockey, football, whatever sport it may be, then you know you should be more than entitled to go and do that. So, you know, it's a bit of a funny issue, but yeah, it's not one that I, in my opinion, I don't think the SU has particularly dealt well with it. But you know, hopefully this won't put a shadow over the varsity fixtures coming up in the next couple of weeks, because you know I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully this doesn't put a bit of a black cloud over it.
No, certainly not, Jack. And it's also the kind of community aspect of the hockey club as well. You know, Jack Tranter, the male hockey president, was saying that, you know, it's a day where, you know, all members of the hockey club get together, you know, and enjoy the day, and it's not, you know, it's not necessarily such a spectator sport, shall we say, that other varsity events such as, you know, basketball, ice hockey, football are. And it's more, you know, for the club to enjoy and, you know, friends of the club to enjoy, as opposed to a massive spectator thing, which is, you know, which, given the context that they're organising that amongst themselves, is surely, you know, a worthy and good tradition, isn't it?
I think you mentioned the what you might consider the big three of varsity there, the football, the ice hockey, the basketball. Outside of those three, I think hockey was actually one of the best attended sports of Varsity last year, and it is because it's this big day out feel, as David mentioned, the big day out in the sun. Everyone can just go have a really good time, have a few drinks and watch some sport and have some really like friendly competition with Trent, and that's fantastic.
I mean, I don't know where it's being held this year, but I went to it last year at the Beeston Hockey Club just over the road from the south entrance, and it was better attended than anything else I went to at Varsity that wasn't one of the big three. And I'd like to think that would be the same this year, wherever it's held. But if there isn't the draw of, you know, if you're friends with someone in the fifth team, you might go there that early to watch them. It's going to probably be on a weekday again, so there's going to be the issues of, will people have lectures? Will they be able to attend it? Although if it's not a Super Wednesday sport, is it? It won't be in the afternoon. It may be on a Wednesday, but it won't be part of Super Wednesday. So you're going to have those issues. And it does take away the community aspect, and it makes it this one event, which is not what the hockey club wanted it to be. They want it to be this day, this not one singular event, and I fully support them in that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't agree more. You know, before we came on air, Nick, you made a good comment about, obviously, we've got the ice hockey, we're going to play a clip of that later, but obviously you've got the Battle of Nottingham, they've got the Trent 2s and the University of Nottingham 2s in the ice hockey playing later on today, and I don't see why we can't sort of have that sort of image going forward with most of the clubs. Why don't we have a couple of their lower down teams playing off against each other, and we try and make it, Varsity is seen as one of the biggest events at any university, between any two local universities, it's seen as one of the biggest events, and why don't we make it more, you know, publicised? Why don't we get more teams involved? Why don't we have, if the clubs are up for it, then, you know, I think we should offer it for everyone. I don't think, just because hockey have it, I don't think then you'd have to offer it to everyone else. Hockey have been doing this for countless number of years now, and I think that it's really up to the club to decide whether or not they want to do it. So, you know, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're all kind of in agreement towards the hockey club's grievances here, that they are quite valid. Now, just a little quick finish here. Just one question for you guys. Do you think that the clubs, kind of, you know, they were alluding to a little bit in the interview, but do you think that the prospect that they could boycott Varsity altogether, do you think that's a bit too extreme? Do you think that could have, you know, rather large repercussions for the whole of the Varsity series?
It would put a black mark over the whole of Varsity, and it would kind of take away of the kind of the whole feel of Varsity, in that it is this friendly, competitive atmosphere between Uniov and Trent, and actually it's perhaps not as serious, like, we all take it incredibly seriously, but to an outsider looking in, it's really not that much of a big deal, and they're making it a massive thing.
Well, it depends on whether it was one team that instigated the boycott, because if it's one club, if it's just the Uni of Nottingham club that were instigating it, then it'd be a black mark on our side of the organisation. If both clubs wanted to boycott it, to me that would still show the friendliness and the competitiveness, and the fact that they're both willing to turn around and say, we are both in agreement that the way it's being run, the fact that our clubs don't get the chance to have their day as we would, we're losing out this friendly and competitive attitude, we want to stop it. And that would, to me, show the it would show good spirit, and that would be what Varsity is about. It would be about the clubs being frenemies, let's use that terrible word.
Have we had any word on it from Trent? Do we know what Trent think about it?
I don't know off the top of my head.
No, I don't think so. Well, let's hope those repercussions don't occur, and that the hockey club and the SU and the Varsity board can sort things out among themselves.
This is URN, the sports show breakdown.